Welcome to Not a Great Whisperer podcast. I'm your host, Katie Ray. I would like to welcome you today with my beautiful guest, Miss Donna Sophie Anderson. She has known me my whole life. It's great. She is known as my mother. And we're going to discuss her story a little bit today and kind of get into all of her life stories and everything she's learned and what a great example of a strong woman she is. And Mom, tell us a little about yourself.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm very proud to be here today to see my lovely daughter doing her podcast. And what would you like me to?
Oh, tell a little about yourself. So,
well,
share. Well, we all know you're a mom because I'm here.
I'm definitely a mother.
All your labels, kind of. Your umbrella.
I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm an aunt. I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother. And I'm an awesome person.
Uh-huh. And you work.
Very good.
Hard.
I work. I actually am retired, but I still work. I work part-time at two different places, at a hospital doing medical records and at a restaurant doing all kinds of fun things.
Shout out to Capone's Dugout.
Capone's Dugout, yeah.
So I was born in Buffalo, so of course you came from Pennsylvania to Buffalo to Florida.
Correct. I was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, even though my parents are from Buffalo, New York, and we traveled a little bit with my father's work, and we ended up in Pennsylvania where I was born, and then we ended up in Utica, New York, where two of my younger brother and my younger sister were born, and then we moved back to Buffalo, our home. All the relatives were there, crazy relatives. A large family, very large Lebanese family.
And you had us four.
I had four children with my lovely husband, Frank. We met it when we were 15. He pursued me for 2 years to date him, and I didn't want to date him. I was afraid. He was kind of a scary person.
Oh my God. No,
no,
he just,
he wasn't.
He had an afro at the time.
He had an afro. He was kind of, in those days, kind of a, like a bad guy, like a bad boy.
A rebel.
A rebel.
Not bad guy.
Not
rebel.
Bad. That's good. And for 2 years, but we used to go out all the time together with cousins and things. Mutual cousins is kind of weird, but mutual cousins. Uh-huh. And then we started dating, and of course I fell madly in love with him. And I felt he was my soulmate, and he was in a way. And we were married for almost 25 years. We had four wonderful children.
The last one being the best.
The last one, of course, is Katie, who's sitting directly across from me. Yes. Hello, Katie.
Who's your favorite child?
I have no favorites. As I've said for many, many years, there's not one favorite child. I love them all. Then we moved. He wanted to move to Florida to start a new life. He didn't want to be like everybody else and stay in Buffalo his entire life. So we moved to Florida. And I was in protest. I didn't work for a year. Katie was just young. You were just 4 years old. And we used to go to the beach.
I want everybody to know how great my tan was. It was so beautiful. My skin was beautiful.
I refused to get a job because I did not want to stay in Florida. And a year passed, and we went back to Buffalo for a visit, and I wouldn't come back. So Frank had to come and get us.
I remember.
I do remember. We were at the Italian festival, mm-hmm. and you saw somebody across the street that looked like Daddy.
Yeah.
And started crying.
And it was him.
And it really was him, because my brother David went and picked him up from the airport.
So are you telling women out there to go on strike, just quit your job for a year?
Absolutely.
Motivation. Motivation.
No, it was a troubling year because I was so afraid to leave my family. I was with my family my whole life, and I just didn't want to leave them. But everything's fine. I mean, we ended up buying a house, and we stayed here in Florida.
I'm glad we stayed.
Yes, because basically the kids, the only one that had the hardest time was my oldest, my son. He was 13 when we moved, and he was a freshman in high school. And that was a troubling time for him because he really... Any kid. I myself, when my father traveled, I went to three different high schools. Mm-hmm. And it was very hard for me. to make friends, then you make friends, and then you lose friends, and then moving again to a new city. It was hard to for any child to move.
Yeah, of course.
So at any age.
So getting past like the moving and everything. So after the 25 years when you and Dad divorced.
Correct.
Was one of your goals to move back to Buffalo?
Yes. When he
came out.
My husband came out after 25 years of, well, 30 years of being together. And it was a life-changing.
Devastating.
Devastating time. I didn't know where to go. There was no one that could understand.
Yeah. It was a hard time for, in general, women.
Absolutely. Women.
Men.
Men, anybody. I was angry, so angry with him. It was like my whole life was a lie, I felt at that time. Everything was at a standstill. I wasn't able to help my children, I don't think, at that time, because I was in a hole, black hole.
Oh, yeah.
Black hole. I literally, it's kind of ironic, I literally went into the closet when he came out of the closet. I went into the closet.
It's a different image, but I get it.
And hid because I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. There were so many emotions that were going on. And I just didn't know what to do. He was my soulmate. He was the love of my life. I confided in him for everything, which I wasn't able to do as a child, to confide in anybody, because it was hard to confide in people. Back then, it was a different world. You kept everything under the rug. You didn't tell people anything. You didn't voice your opinion. It was a different.
You didn't get to live authentically in any situation
at all. So anyway, I kind of went into the closet, and I didn't know where to go. I didn't know who to turn to. I started counseling. He went to counseling one time and refused to go again because the counselor at the time said that he was bi because he was still having a sexual relationship with me and still having, pursuing other relationships. He didn't like that, and he didn't come back, but I continued. And then to this day, so many years later, I still go to counseling, not all the time, however, but it helped me tremendously. I found a counselor that helped me grieve my husband's death. And that was the only way that I could get through it. I actually grieved my marriage. I grieved my husband as he was dead, as a widow would do. And it helped me reinvent him into my life and move on.
How did you, about how many years do you think after you realized that really didn't have to do with you, him coming out? It had nothing to do with you as a wife, as a mother, as
many
a
years.
Many
years. Yeah. Many years.
It still comes, like it probably still creeps up.
Or, now. The feelings do creep up as the loss. It's a great loss because of the deep love we have for each other. It was a deep loss. And now I look back on it and I feel bad for him, which I didn't before, because it was horrifying for him to come out of the closet after all those years, because we were both raised Catholic, big families, and you do the right thing as they thought the right thing would be. And he knew he was gay when he was probably in middle school, probably young. And
so more education.
Much more education. Now there's so much more education about it now, and it's easier, even though it's hard for people to come out of the closet. And I felt terrible that I put a burden on him when he came out of the closet, because I wasn't helping him in that moment. And I felt terrible. Now I feel bad. And we've talked about this, and I've talked about it with him, and I apologized to him that I wasn't there for him, because it was a horrible thing for him to come out of the closet in our 40s. After being together for so long and having four children.
So what do you want people to know about when your life can change overnight, how to overcome it?
It never changes overnight.
Well, no, I just mean like a big, someone coming out, your marriage, your spouse, it's kind of like your life turned around, like upside down.
Your life turns totally upside down.
But what did you do to overcome?
Don't go down that dark hole, which I did. don't go down that dark hole. Know that there's light. Know that there's light there. And know that it'll take time to deal with all the emotions, all the hurt, the devastation. It will get better. Not necessarily tomorrow, maybe years, like it did with me. It took me years. Now there's so much opportunity out there, and there's so many people out there to help through that transition, mm-hmm. where when we went through it, there wasn't.
Yeah, there wasn't support. The church shunned you, everybody.
The church shunned me. I was Catholic. Even my own
family was.
They would say, oh, no, you have to divorce him. You know, you have to annul the marriage is what they kept telling me. You have to have it annulled because then you won't be able to be a Catholic again. Well, that's baloney because my God.
You can
God,
say bullshit on here.
Oh, I can?
Way. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yes, that was bullshit.
Yeah.
It was total bullshit because that weighed on me terribly, being born and raised Catholic. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, God doesn't, no. And then you finally realize God loves you no matter what.
Yeah, and he doesn't care if you ate a burger on Good Friday.
No, absolutely. But it took me years to know that. You know, so we did divorce because he needed to move on and I needed to move on. We were young enough to be able to move on. We were in our mid-40s.
Yeah.
You know, I never thought I would move on, but the light at the end of the tunnel
was got it.
He was, I didn't want to go out with him because I didn't want anything. I didn't want to go out. I didn't want to date. I started dating a little bit and I hated it. Absolutely hated it.
Yeah.
And everybody kept saying, oh no, just go, you know, go to the game with him. You know, he was going to the Bucks game. We went to the very first Bucks game, actually, in the new stadium.
Yes, Gaddy.
And the rest is history. The rest is history. And God bless him. He's
So tell us your situation now. So
now,
you and Dad are divorced, of course.
We are friends.
Scotty and you are married.
Correct.
You guys run the show with family occasions.
We try.
You got a bunch of grandkids that you share.
Yes.
I love our crazy family dynamic. I think it just shows people that you could come from every walk of life and still be family.
Absolutely.
I mean, Scotty, my stepbrother and sister are my brother and sisters.
Correct.
It's not, you know, I was the youngest for a good amount of time.
You
till
were.
Those two came in. but I learned to totally love that experience. And Scotty always giving me advice, just kind of in a low key way. And now I use that advice for everything, even though I would give him a hard time at first because I was in high school and I was like, you're not my dad. Don't tell me what to do. I'm going to go out here and smoke some weed. Don't yell at me.
Yes.
But he was amazing.
Yes.
I'm blessed to have Dad and Scotty. Mm-hmm. That's why I thought Scotty giving me away with Dad was important
was
in my
awesome.
Wedding.
It was beautiful.
Because of an impact he had. And Dad respects the crap out of Scotty.
Absolutely.
So, to come from such a dark place to hear, how do you feel about that? I mean, you came from a very, very dark place to hear.
I'll be honest with you. It took me a long time to like myself. It took me even a longer time to love myself. I love myself. I love what I do. I love what I do every day, even if it's at work or with the children or with you kids. I tried to keep quiet with you kids sometimes. If you notice that, I just kind of just let you guys talk and do your thing because I never want to interfere because that little man on my shoulder keeps saying, oh, no, keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything because of the way you
were raised. How you grew up. Yeah, I was just going to say.
You know, don't say anything. But sometimes I do.
I want to play the song. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself for my mom for this episode. Note to self.
I like who I am today. You know,
good.
And the way I am now, I'm almost 66. I'll be 66.
65 and looking fine.
Looking fine. My girls took me to New York City last year for a 65 and looking fine weekend.
Who'd we meet?
And we met, oh my God, Robin Roberts is my favorite. I love her.
Because your favorite daughter woke you up early enough to walk you down there and sit in the cold while the other two were sleeping. Amber and Christy were sleeping. Your favorite
down there
daughter.
Early in the morning. I didn't think we would get, and she came out and I got a picture with her. She is awesome. She's another gay woman who came out of the closet with her beautiful partner, Amber. She's well loved. She's just beautiful. I just love her. And Ellen, I love too.
We'll be on Ellen one day. Don't worry.
We will.
But I wanted to tell everybody that's your favorite part of the New York City trip.
Okay,
but I also want you to know that your favorite daughter was with you.
Yes, yes.
On that trip.
And she came.
And made sure.
And I thank her for that. I was so excited. And you could see.
Oh, yeah.
How excited I was.
I was like, wow. I got a picture.
I love
it's great.
Robin Roberts.
She's a little taller than you.
Much taller than
probably
me.
Like four of you. Yeah. Probably like four of you.
But a wonderful woman. So, and a powerful woman and an inspirational woman. And that's why I love her so much.
So for all of your labels, which one's your favorite? I have a feeling I know. Can I say it?
Go ahead.
Grandmother.
Yes.
I know.
I have to say, being a grandmother.
Killing it.
Is, oh, thank you. I am so blessed to have the grandchildren that I have. And
not discipline them and to spoil them.
Oh, I love to spoil them. I love to spoil them. And my one daughter, looking across from me, always says, you can't spoil them. You have to be firm. And I say, okay. And then she walks away.
I
spoil them. I
think it's humorous that mothers who are grandmothers now turn into, when we were younger, we ate everything on our plate.
Yes.
Hence, I was a little overweight. I probably ate everybody else's plate too. It doesn't matter. But what happened was when my child says, you give them something to eat and you're like, oh, they're not eating. Let me cut these into penguins for you. Maybe they'll eat them. Let me make a star. Do you want me to just make elbows and not spaghetti? And I'm like, why are they having options?
Because we do that.
I know.
With grandchildren.
And I think it's hilarious.
And being a grandmother, you have that right because you've raised your children and it was hard. And you were hard on your children because you wanted them to be a better person. But when it comes to your grandchildren, you know they're going to be wonderful people.
Oh.
So why not spoil the hell out of them?
That's
and
a
we
great.
Do. And it's our prerogative. We can do that.
So is your advice to grandparents out there, spoil the shit out of your grandkids?
No, just love them.
Experience love is them. Better than
because
toys.
They feel the love. It's amazing. The grandchildren come into your house and their eyes light up and you just melt because they are so excited just to see you. Because you know what? They know we're going to have fun because we play. We do things that maybe mommy and daddy don't have time to do or can't do. We
backflips and cartwheels in the lawn.
The house dirty where we never did when our kids were growing up.
Oh, gosh.
True. But we let it be dirty because we don't care. Why? We don't care. We're at an age where do whatever you want to do. Who cares? Who cares? The house is going to be there tomorrow. The dirty
house
is going
to be there
tomorrow.
Oh, are you at the fuck it age? Just fuck it. That's
good.
65.
I like that.
66
yes.
In like a week.
Yes.
So what's your proudest mom moment?
Oh, my. Proudest mom moment is it's hard to say. I've hit so many.
All right. That's a good thing.
But today, I am so proud of you.
Oh, you're cute. Make sure Christine Amber replay that. And Vinny.
I'm very
over
proud of them
and
all.
Over.
I'm proud of them all.
What is your proudest moment as a woman?
Hard. Proudest moment as a woman. Giving birth to my children.
Fuck.
Very proud.
That's a
very proud.
Fuck.
Very proud.
Shout out to delivery.
Labor and delivery nurses. Yes. I can't answer. It's very hard. I have had many proud moments.
I think just being here.
Being
after
here is
your
awesome.
Story.
Absolutely.
I think.
To be able to tell my story. It's not my whole story. It's a lot of my story.
Yeah.
It's
what makes you you.
It makes you you. We weren't able to do that.
I know.
When we were growing up and we were young adults. I mean, you keep quiet. You don't say things. I think this world has evolved into a wonderful world where people are able to say their truth, to feel their truth, number one, to say their truth, and to live it.
Yeah.
So we couldn't do that.
It's pretty cool.
You used to be quiet back then. You don't say things. You don't voice your opinion about things. Now we're able to do that. And I think that's wonderful. As a woman, it's marvelous because women were never able to say things or even voice their opinions. Now we're strong. We can do whatever we want to do. And that's what I love to instill in my children and now my grandchildren is be who you want to be. Be what you want to do. Do what you want to do, I mean. And just be yourself.
Yeah. And I think you can thank your experience for that, because it just makes you more open-minded about seeing people for people rather than their labels.
Absolutely. I hate labels.
That's why I brought up so many, because you hate them so much. So just kidding. So what do you want the end? My mom's nicknames are also Big D. She makes a trail mix. If you want to try it out, it's Big D's Nut Mix. It's awesome.
It's not on the market.
And don't worry, I'm not offending her. She's known me my whole life. She's heard worse. Third, Donna, for this interview, when people are listening to it, what do you want them to remember? Like a quote or something, just how you live every day? Is it the fuck it? The fuck it. Which one is it?
It's everything. I don't know. I would like them to remember life is not always great. And when you go into a dark place and you have things happen that everybody happens in life, don't get discouraged. You know, lift yourself up. Do whatever it is you need to do to pull yourself out of that. If it's depression, whatever it happens to be, pull yourself out of it and become who you want to be. When I came out, so to speak, mm-hmm. you know, after...
When you and Dad came out together.
Okay. I learned to go out to dinner by myself, go to a movie by myself, do things for yourself that you want to do that you don't need somebody there with you. You don't have to have people there with you to be labeled as a couple or labeled as whatever it is, whatever the label happens to be. Don't do that to yourself. Be happy and learn to live and learn to love yourself. And that it took me a long time, and I learned to love myself. Once you love yourself, the world is yours.
Sure.
You can do whatever you want to do. And you don't have to care about what people think or what people say. Who cares? You're you.
Fuck it.
That's right. Fuck it. You're you. Be yourself and love yourself. And that's the main thing that I want people to know.
Nailed it, Donna Sophie Anderson /mom /Big D. Shout out to the crew. Thank you for joining us today. This is one of my happiest moments. I love this.
Thank you.
Own it. Love it. I the hardest times are the greatest times, because we came here and we're victorious. But I love you, and thanks for joining us today. Thanks for tuning in.
And I love all my kids. Amber, Katie, Olivia, Heath, I love you all.
Well, I'm still going to cut all that
and
out.
My grandchildren.
I'm still cutting all that out. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Love you.